So let's take our postures for practice, a posture that's upright and dignified and embodies wakefulness. Feet planted at the floor, bottom evenly balanced on the chair. If your feet don't reach the floor, feel free to use the rung of the chair, that's fine. Or sit forward in your chair, as I do. Hands soft to the lap, eyes soft and downwards. And opening with some interest and friendliness towards ourselves and our experiences. Let's begin this practice with a breathing space. So we've set our postures and our intentions, and now we go into step one, simple awareness. What is my present moment experience? With interest and friendliness, noticing whatever thoughts are here as they are. Letting them be here, letting them be known. Noticing too any particular emotions that are here, perhaps emotions that are connected to some of these thoughts, and whether the experiences are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And scanning through the body, brief scan head to toe, opening to the sensations you find here, especially anything a little difficult, contraction, pressure, stretching. Letting it all be here just as it is. All the way down to your toes. And now letting this basic awareness of thoughts, feelings, sensations just all be as it is. Let it all slide into the wings of awareness. As we now bring the breath onto center stage, step two, gathering our awareness into the breathing, connecting with the breath, perhaps allowing for a few good breaths, big ones that you can really feel it. And then just noticing the breathing as it is, moment to moment. Bringing ourselves ever more deeply into the present moment through breathing. Bringing the mind back gently, kindly when it wanders. now step 3, expanding awareness around the breathing to take in the whole of the body, connecting with the touch points, feet, bottom, hands, feeling the breath throughout the whole body, breath and body together. And opening to wherever you may feel any tight, contracted spots in the body, breathing in and out of them with interest and kindness. Whatever it is already here now. Can we just open to it and let it be known? Let any of these difficulties speak to us. And then let the whole mind-body system rest in the breathing. Perhaps this whole breath and body as a whole. Or if it feels easier for you, the breath at one location. Whatever works for you. And then a little contemplation, hopefully from a little more settled place, asking again, what brings me here? What is it I value or I care about so deeply that I'm bothering to be here? Letting this exploration of intentions, aspirations, and values expand a little, deepen a little. Opening to all the possibilities, letting them all be known. And pausing now, letting that contemplation be. Connect again with the body sitting and breathing, grounding ourselves. And listening to this poem by Robert Frost. I'll read a couple of stanzas. It's an old familiar one for many. The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.